Kamora Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norell Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thank you very much, Elliot. First of all, thank you very much for inviting me into your show.
You're more than welcome.
My name is Irfan Bangash. I've been living in this town for about 15 years. I've been known for mostly sporting events and stuff. I've promoted cricket in this town. And now I am a municipal council candidate.
Oh, okay.
One. So I have had multiple hats in the past, and now I'm trying another thing, and hopefully we will succeed.
There we go. So why are you interested in getting into municipal politics?
I've been thinking about it for a while. Okay. First off, I have a political family background as well. My grandfather was a politician. My father is a politician plus businessman. That I inherited that from them, first of all. Then my education, my master's degree is in public administration. Right from my school time, I was very much involved into college politics. I was a student senator for 4 years, mentioned in one of my previous interviews. So that generated a lot of, not more of a politics, but more of a public service in my mind, in my heart. And since I came here, this town has given me a lot. I was zero when I came here, and this town made me. This town honored me. This city, the people, they honored me. So now it's time to give back something. And I believe going into council, being a voice of the people on a municipal level, and then potentially on a provincial level as a councilor as well. Yeah. So I think it's a great avenue to start with.
Cool. And is there anything in particular, like when you're on council, that like you're passionate about? Any like things that you're like, oh, if I have a chance, I'd like to work on this and put attention over here?
There is so much potential in this town. There is so much we can change in this town. I know this place used to be a place where people would come and get a professional job or their field job or something, and then make their life. Things have changed a bit in the recent past, and with that, a lot of changes have been done with the spending and as well. So I would like to see a very unique but very transparent council. With me, my vision is focused on practical solutions.
Okay.
Accountability, of course, and then a community-based leadership. I would like to bring the community, the people, into every decision making. Any motion comes in, decision making, I would like to see public involvement in that.
Okay.
That is my number utmost priority. Where are the tax dollars going? It's not my money, it's the people who will be representing their money. My voice matters, but who I will be elected by? The people. So I would like to engage people in every decision-making process. Hey.
GPS signal lost.
And sometime I get
it's
lost.
All good, man. We get phone calls. I've picked up a phone on the show before. Yeah.
So again, there are so many things. My priority will be to work on the safety and promotion of essential public service.
Okay.
Waste management, snow removal, recreation facilities. I'm very much focused on youth. That is what my expertise are as well. I've been a sportsman right from my childhood, and I know what sports changes your entire character. So now at this age, I have been a coach as well. So recreation facilities are so much important for youth, mm-hmm. that will engage their mind and move them away from other bad habits. Mm-hmm. So providing essential access to the essential public service, that would be with something about my priority. There are so many other things. Transportation. Fort McMurray is growing. There is a huge student community in this town now for the last couple of years. I think Keanu College intook about 1,100 international students, I heard, in the last couple of years.
Okay.
So they came from different parts of the world. I have had communication and talks with some of those students that there's not enough bus routes. Mm-hmm. For example, Parsons North. Mm-hmm. If you live or if you're renting a place up there, it was so hard for them to get a bus from there and go to Keanu College. Oh. Similarly, there have been some other routes as well. So, working on the bus routes, sidewalks, and safety of all of our community members, that will be some of my priorities.
There we go. Very cool. Now, one of the things that you have brought up twice now is your engagement in sports. One of the sports we were talking about in particular is cricket.
Cricket.
So let's chat about that. What do you know about cricket? Why do you follow cricket? It's something, I have a t-shirt that I don't wear because I grew out of it. My mom and dad were in a cricket club here in Fort McMurray when they used to play on ice. In 1976, I think, is on the t-shirt. So I know a little bit about cricket, not very much. I only know how to play one tip, two tip, basically. But let me hear about your love and how you kind of brought cricket into your life.
I come from a country or a place where cricket is like hockey or baseball or basketball. Mm-hmm. Growing up, we used to worship cricket players. I mean, an autograph from them. My father played cricket. So he was married at a very early age. So when I was born, he was still playing cricket and stuff. So he took me to all of his games and stuff while I was very small, you know.
Yeah.
So I got that interest from there. Then I started playing cricket myself at a very young age, mm-hmm. from school, from elementary school to high school, and then I went to college in States.
Yeah.
I started playing cricket over there as well. I started a small cricket club. In a college with different international students, groups and stuff from India, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh, West Indies, mm-hmm. Caribbean countries and stuff. So we started that. Talking about cricket is the second most followed and liked sport in the world.
Outside of soccer being number one? Yeah, okay.
Yes. Yeah. So, and the most interesting part about cricket is the first international cricket game was played between Canada and United States.
Okay.
About 200 years ago.
Okay.
That was first played in New York. But then I don't know what happened. The game did not take too much promotion and too much fame in this part of the world. Mm-hmm. But it's very big. We started in England, of course, when the Britishers went on to different countries.
Yeah.
And they took cricket with them.
Right.
So Pakistan, where I come from, is big on cricket. We started... when I first came to Fort McMurray in 2011, first thing I was thinking, I'm like, this place might not have cricket at all. Mm-hmm. And I might lose this game, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But after a year or something, we found out that there are a bunch of immigrants who play cricket around in school. We used to play in other McCready High School.
Okay.
So I first went there and joined them in an indoor session. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. I made some new friends. And gradually, it was in my heart. So we asked them, let's make this proper, mm-hmm. organized. Slowly, and then at that time, Inspirity was already working on providing the cricket field. Mm-hmm. In 2012, or I believe 13, we started the cricket league.
Yeah.
And I was one of the founding members. We started with three teams, and today we are up to eight.
Oh, wow.
We have had women cricket program in the past, which has gone down a little bit. We have junior program. We host provincial tournaments here. We go and play provincial tournaments. We have been champions twice. Outside in Red Deer, we have been champions twice at home. So it has grown big.
That is so cool. That's amazing.
Plus, we have some schools that invite us for in-school cricket coaching and teaching and stuff as well. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. And so when you're seeing, because Fort McMurray is so multicultural, it's wild, like what are the different backgrounds that you're seeing on the team? Are you seeing that they're primarily, yes, from overseas parents, or are you seeing some North American kids get involved?
The best part is when you see in the league, it's mostly the immigrants from the countries where the crickets are played.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm really excited about personally, mm-hmm. when I went into schools, especially when we started the peak program in Walton Gladys,
mm-hmm.
There were more local Caucasians, kids involved than immigrants. Yes, it was a mix.
That's great.
That's what I would like to see in the next generation.
Yeah,
I would like to see the local Caucasian indigenous kids coming in and playing. That is what our country is about, right? Like, it's multicultural.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see I don't know if I'll be alive in the next 10-15 years or no.
Yeah,
but I would like to see a mixed team of indigenous, Caucasian, Indian, Pakistani background players in hockey.
Everybody just being
everybody,
there. Yeah, it's really cool because it's a fun sport.
It is fun.
It's a fun sport. And the mechanics aren't so different from other bat sports that it's completely different. But like, if you know how to hold a bat, you can figure it out.
It's kind of like baseball.
Yeah.
Because baseball came out of cricket. Okay. Mm. But the bat is flat in cricket. The bats in baseball are round shaped and stuff. And there's some rules are different as well. So I tried to play baseball. I'm like, if I can play cricket, I can play baseball easily.
It was
tough.
That's funny. So how are you watching the games over here? Because those games go on for maybe a day or two in certain cases, different time zones too. So like, how do you keep current with what's going on over there?
When you love something, you wake up at 2 a.m. to watch the game, even if you work 8 a.m. in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And the best part with me is I keep my door open. Because sometimes especially when Pakistan is playing, against, let's say the game is in New Zealand or Australia, the game starts at 1 or 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So my house is full of some of the cricket fans.
Okay.
And we have a big screen and we watch it at home from 2 a.m. till whenever we're done. So there are different versions of game. There is T10, there's T20, there's the 50 overs, and there's test cricket.
Okay.
T10 is the shortest version. It takes about 1.5 to 2 hours. Then we have Then we have T20, that takes about 3.5 hours.
Okay.
Then we have 50 overs, that takes about 6 to 8 hours. About 8 hours, I would say. Yeah. And we have test match cricket, that takes 5 days. So cricket has evolved with time.
Yeah.
The first ever was 5 days, and then people thought it was too long. Let's shorten it up.
Yeah.
It came up to...
Those people were right.
Yeah.
No sport should take 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
People were involved in, you have lunch break, you have tea break, and then you go home and sleep and come back next day again.
Yeah. What a different sport.
Imagine playing a sport and getting your mandatory 15.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You come back totally, you're like, rejuvenated.
Smoke break.
Yeah. Straight up. That's funny. So, with your time in Fort McMurray and growing that league, are you more in the administration component now, or do you actually still get to play?
Both. I have been in administration since, I was in administration since 2012 to about 2020.
Yeah.
I was the president for 6 years, and I was the vice president before that for 2 years. But then new administration came in. I got involved as a coach, as a manager of teams and stuff, but I still play cricket. Not as energetic as you guys used to be.
Yeah.
I'm 46,
so
no more reflexes, no more diving and stuff, but yes, I still play cricket.
Yeah. So you've really invested a lot of time and effort into the community. You obviously have come from somewhere else. Or am I done? No?
You got 30 seconds.
I'm not even going to ask the next question. So listen, I only got 30 seconds. That means we are out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Am I saying something?
Yeah, you got to say, you can shout out anybody. This is where you plug probably that you're running, but you can shout out anybody.
Okay. All what I would like to say that this community is very intact, very diverse. Get out and choose your leadership. Choose the next council right.
There we go. Awesome. Well, for McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Naral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose, and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hopefully everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Really?